Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want right here on the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And our toll free number tonight is, as usual, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Mark, you want to talk about comic books tonight, specifically, a controversial issue of Batgirl, and you're not even a DC Comics fan, but yet you have something to say about this. That's coming up here tonight. Also, I mentioned last night Scientology is back in the news, and it's not because of anything that Scientologists have done. They're going about, you know, doing whatever it is they normally do, taking money from people. But it is about a new documentary film that's going to be coming out. I don't know if it's a film or a miniseries, but anyway, it's a documentary that's going to be airing on HBO. NBC News has the report, since I teased this last night, figure we'll get to it here. When an acclaimed director's new documentary about Scientology made its premiere at the exclusive Sundance Film Festival this winter, the church was watching closely, according to one of the producers, very closely. Lawrence Wright told NBC News, quote, two of our participants were surveilled when they arrived at a Salt Lake City airport. Wright is the author of, quote, Going Clear, Scientology, Hollywood, and the Prison of Belief, unquote. A 2013.
It does seem that there's a large connection between Hollywood and Scientology, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, there are certain Hollywood people who are high visibility that are involved in Scientology. I don't know if, I mean, you could say the same thing, I'm sure, of being a Christian or a Muslim or Jewish person. I'm sure there's people like that in Hollywood as well.
Yeah, but those things have a wider spread, right?
Well, they don't, there's probably more adherence. In
as a percentage religion. Of the population that adheres to a given religion, it would seem like Scientology is overrepresented in Hollywood. And I would guess that because of the stature of people like John Travolta and Tom Cruise, and I'm sure that there are some other important folks, that it also tells sort of young people, hey, you can get extra leg up if you do the Scientology thing. I don't know, but, it's a thought.
So Wright, again, the author of this book, Going Clear, it's a 2013 bestseller that dug deep into the religion founded by science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard and championed by celebrities like Tom Cruise and John Travolta. The book was the basis of the documentary by Oscar-winning filmmaker Alex Gibney that will be airing on HBO March 29th, so 1 week from tonight, marking Hollywood's first major effort to unravel the mysteries of an organization that has thousands of outposts around the world. By Wright's account, the scrutiny the film's sources experienced at the airport in Utah was nothing new, just part of what he says is ongoing monitoring and harassment by the church against those who have left its star-studded ranks. Quote, one former member discovered a surveillance camera in a birdhouse across the street. Private investigators follow them. It's an ongoing campaign of trying to intimidate former members into silence, he said.
I don't know what Scientology is accused of doing in the past, but...
Oh, they've been accused of going after basically anyone who criticizes them.
Yeah, but they follow them around, right? Like, that's the worst thing they do.
Well, I mean, they're not beating them up in an alleyway, I guess.
Well, but really, if you're concerned about getting followed around, it's really your concern is to getting beaten up in an alleyway. Mm-hmm. If at this point they've done nothing, then what's the problem with people following you around? I mean, Hollywood folks deal with this stuff all the time.
Well, technically, it's not illegal to follow somebody around. But it's unusual, certainly.
Yeah.
A Scientology spokesperson said the church sent investigative reporters for its magazine to Sundance, but denies harassing former members. It has branded the film a one-sided pack of lies by bitter, vengeful apostates, and admitted perjurers, admitted liars, and professional anti-Scientologists. The documentary profiles eight former members of Scientology, including Mark Marty Rathbun, who worked for the church for 27 years before he left in 2004. In an interview Friday morning on Today, Rathbun said he escaped from the church after being sentenced to a prison camp known as The Hole, where members were forced to take part in group confessions and violent acts against each other. Scientology officials say The Hole doesn't exist and that he never escaped, that he was working at Scientology's spiritual headquarters for a year before leaving the church. Rathbun also repeated an allegation he makes in the documentary that actress Nicole Kidman was wiretapped by the church. Quote, "I ordered that it happen on the order of David Miscavige," Rathbun said. "The church and Miscavige vehemently deny it. They state that there is absolutely no evidence to corroborate this claim and say that Rathbun only recently leveled the accusations and made them up out of thin air. Because of his outspoken criticism, Rathbun says private investigators constantly tail him and high-tech cameras were placed in the woods around his Texas home. He says it's like being hunted game. We don't have a normal life, and I don't think we ever will." His wife, Monique, obtained a temporary restraining order almost 2 years ago that bars the church or its representatives from pestering or monitoring her. The defendants have worked around the clock for 3 years to destroy Ms. Rathbun, her lawsuit against the church alleges. She has been harassed, insulted, surveilled, photographed, videotaped, defamed, and humiliated to such a degree as to shock the conscience of any decent, law-abiding person. She has been subjected to numerous aggressive attempts to intimidate her. Scientology denies stalking Rathbun or his wife. In court papers, the church said a few members who called themselves squirrel busters filmed the couple because they were making a documentary about his self-styled brand of Scientology. The church said in a statement that it hired private investigators to look into Rathbun's appropriation of the church's intellectual property, his threat to destroy its copyrights, his exhortations to others to engage in theft of church materials and property, and his public attacks upon Scientology and its officials. It has maintained for years that Rathbun is an excommunicated, self-promoting liar who is profiting from his agenda.
I don't see there's any evidence that he's otherwise.
While a number of former members have been speaking out against Scientology for years, Wright notes that Going Clear is the first time Hollywood has given them a major platform. The industry has always been frightened, he said. In response, the church...
Yeah, I find that the most interesting part of this.
What's that?
That somebody's producing a movie here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Scientology seemed to have the movie business pretty well down. Right behind, you know, the folks that ascribe to the Judaistic religion.
In response, the church produced an 8-minute video criticizing Gibney, and in 13 other videos like it, attempts to discredit his sources. Wright says that doesn't come as a surprise. He said, "You don't do a story or documentary about Scientology without expecting some kind of retaliation." The church, though, says they're actually the victim here. Discredited former Scientologists who would help them advance their Wright and Gibney cherry-picked, expelled, discredited former Scientologists who would help them advance their propaganda. What was portrayed as a nonfiction book and now a film are both transparent vehicles for vendettas, says the church statement. So here
you have the issue here.
Well, I don't know if there's an issue. I just think it's interesting. You know, Scientology hasn't really been in the news. At least it hasn't come across my radar until recently. And now you've got a documentary film coming out. And, of course, documentary films are known for being biased. I mean, they have a particular viewpoint that they want to present to the audience, and they're going to present evidence that backs that particular viewpoint. But nonetheless, when you've got former members of the church saying that they've been involved in The Hole, where they were apparently involved in violent encounters with other church members, and the church is denying that this thing even exists, who knows what the truth actually is? And how do you verify that? You got a guy who was with the church for 27 years saying that.
I guess that you would have to go and get involved in the church, and it's not something I'm interested in doing.
Nope, definitely not something I'm interested in doing either. Especially, I mean, and they're also, you know, the claims are coming from multiple parties that the church tries to intimidate people who have left its ranks. So, you know, if you went there...
You can only be intimidated by people who are, you know, looking at you if you choose to be intimidated. So what?
Well, I mean, they do claim that there's harassment that's gone on as well. I don't know what that, you know, what they mean when they say that, but, you know, there's...
Probably means somebody disagrees with them.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out, Mark, because this HBO documentary is coming out in about a week. I'm interested in
seeing it personally. I'm not. I'm about as interested in this documentary as I am in Scientology, which is to say, not at all. I think that people... like Scientologists have become this group of people that it's okay to go after. And I just don't care. I mean, do they have a quacky religion? Sounds like it. But I don't, I mean, you know, yawn?
Yeah, it seems like a scam to me, though, Mark. I mean, when we've read about
anybody
how they do their
who
thing.
Wants money for anything seems like a scam to you.
Yeah.
You're cheap.
The toll free
number
tonight.
You're not a scam hunter.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You've got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to advance.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam. My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe you've been involved in the religion of Scientology and you want to share your experience with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online anytime at freetalklive.com to enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. Texas Bitcoin Conference, this time next week. We're going to be in Austin, Texas, and hopefully you'll be there with us. It's going to be a great time. We were there last year, the first Bitcoin Conference in Texas. This is the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. George Gilder will be speaking. He's a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus Sumbala Nair from IBM, the architect of their blockchain technology, another keynote speech. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrem. These are some of the other speakers that have been lined up. You can go and get the full list over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. It'll also feature the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So it's going to be a good time if you are interested in Bitcoin, if you're really into it or just curious about it. This is the place to go. These are the movers and the shakers. These are some of the big names, the doers in the Bitcoin world. They're going to be there. TexasBitcoinConference.com. You'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission fee by using code FTL when you go and register at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Again, code FTL to save $25. And by the way, when you use code FTL, another $25 of your purchase price will go to the Sean's Outpost, great Bitcoin-based charity that's helping homeless folks in North Florida. So, again, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and we'll see you next weekend on Saturday and Sunday in downtown Austin.
Yes, please come hang out. That way I don't have to spend all my time with Ian.
All right. So let's go on here. We've got Zach on the line in Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark via Skype. Zach in Ithaca. Going once.
Can you hear me?
Ooh, we got you there.
Sort of.
Okay. Switch mics. I saw you guys on Twitter. You mentioned you're talking about Scientology, which is basically my most favorite subject up there with North Korea. And I see a parallel between them because they're mind control is what it really boils down to.
How is Scientology different than most religions?
It was created by a fraud, convicted con man. It's similar to Mormonism, actually. Mormonism was the Scientology of its day. I'm quoting David Cross there. He has had a number of colorful things to say on the subject.
So Mormonism's got a lot of legs to it, right? Like, people love that stuff.
And that's why this movie coming out on the 29th is so important. It's like the lancing of a boil and the laying bare of the truths of what is really an evil. It eats people, destroys lives, and it's a horrific organization started by L. Ron Hubbard and currently piloted by David Miscavige, who, if you look in his beady black rat-like eyes, you will see into the heart of evil. I suggest looking at a picture of the guy.
So do you think that L. Ron Hubbard created this religion to suck the souls out of people or whatever it is you claimed it does?
The urban legend, unverifiable, I think it was either Arthur C. Clarke or it was supposedly there was another science fiction writer bet L. Ron Hubbard $1 he couldn't create a religion. And then 20 years later, he supposedly paid up. I think it was Arthur C. Clarke. And that's as good of an explanation for it's just a bunch of gobbledygook nonsense. I've gone into a Scientology mission and played dumb, like, oh, is this a museum? And by the end of the time I was there, they were demanding my credit card, like the woman put out her claw. It's absolutely insane. And you can't it's okay to bash Scientologists, or that's the attitude, because you're not really dealing with a rational person. They're victims, each and every one. And any sort of tolerance of Scientology as legitimate religion or any sort of organization is absurd.
What is the difference between Scientology as a religion and whatever religion you decide is legit? Because it seems as
legit.
But you've
got to pay to advance in Scientology. That's a pretty big difference.
I'd say that that's a pretty big difference. But
isn't that true, Zach?
Yes, you pay for auditing, which is basically hold onto these soup cans. They call them cans, and it's just a stupid little what's it called, truth detector, lie detector. It's a way of tricking the person who you're charging into thinking you have some sort of inside knowledge what's going inside their head.
Hustles exist all over in the marketplace.
Well, let me give you an example.
What was different about this religion from other religions?
So they've got some little religious icon things that they use in the in their little rituals. Fine.
You could compare that to Catholic confession. That's fine. The other thing is, though, they record everything you say. And another supposedly John Travolta has wanted to leave Scientology on a number of occasions, but he's being blackmailed because they have all of his auditing, all of his personal confessions over the years, all on tape, all written down, and they could destroy him at any moment. Nancy Cartwright, who is the voice of Bart Simpson, you'll never see a joke critical of Scientology on The Simpsons because she is part of their cadre, of their inner circle, and she funneled all of her money to this organization. They invent weird awards and give her medals and stuff. It's very, very kooky and very, very just – it's so unfortunate. Lisa McPherson was someone that was starved to death. She had a psychotic break, and instead of taking her to the hospital, they kept her in a hotel room for like 10, 12, 18 days until she died. And then right before the judgment was about to be set down in court, they gave like $30 million to her family, and they shut up. But like, it's every religion kills people. But Scientology, it's such an obvious, on its face farce that even an ISIS fighter, you could tell him about Scientology. He'd be like, yeah, that's completely ridiculous.
So what got you so interested in this, Zach?
I like weird stuff. I like to just it's so on its face absurd and false and just verifiably ridiculous that I think almost in a way it can bring everyone together. Like, we can all agree that this is a bad thing. It's been banned
from
several countries.
I think it's this bad thing. You're not going to bring me together. I think this is a religion, and I think it should be given all of the, the legal value of a religion.
Doesn't that mean that it's still valid to criticize this religion and point out how it's dangerous to people and that it's not empowering them, that it's impoverishing them, brainwashing them?
Zach, should this get legal recognition as a religion?
I think if going back through the history of Scientology, two of the guys that are in the documentary, Mark Rinder and Marty Rathbun, they talk about the fight to achieve that, and that was a huge win for them because not only was it a tax thing, but it also allows them to not have disclosure about things that go on internally inside the church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it a church myself. Go ahead, fine, but to suggest that Scientology is in any way legitimate, like Buddhism, Christianity, all that, it's completely absurd. There's absolutely nothing to be gained from it.
Well,
it's
evil. What you point out, I can tell you, if you come to my Quaker meeting and you want to go to some kind of Pendle Hill seminar or whatever, and you can't afford it, the meeting will figure out a way to get you there.
Sure.
Because that's the kind of thing they do. Whereas Scientology, it has the sounds of an organization that wants you to come up with the money to go to the meeting, plus come up with lots of other money for lots of other things too.
Right, you basically advance in levels, right, when you pay more money.
But the generosity of an organization doesn't make it more churchy.
Can we keep talking about this?
I would like to. Sure, hang on. But isn't that true? Like, you have to pay more money to advance in levels in the church?
A lot of money.
Right, so
you have to pay money for palm reading, for astrology, for a variety of
those are all stupid.
Yeah. Well, fine!
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But most people don't dedicate their lives to their palm reader.
Oh, I don't know.
Astrologist.
Not sure about that.
Live. We're coming up.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to share your thoughts with us. It's 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Free.
ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. If you're looking for Bitcoins or Litecoin or Dogecoin or a variety of other cryptocurrencies, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. They make it easy, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. It's ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL. You can use that to get up to $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency you buy over there. I'm a fan of Bitcoin, but you know, other folks have their opinions too. You can get it with no fee at all by using coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
All right, we've been talking about Scientology. It's kind of a bizarre religion that really seems more like a money-making enterprise for the people who are operating it. And it's been a while since it's come up as a topic here on Free Talk Live, but once upon a time we actually used to have a radio station in Clearwater, Florida, that aired the show. And I remember one night we were talking about Scientology, and of course Clearwater is where the headquarters is for Scientology. And so there were a lot of people who
they got all whipped up.
Oh boy, did they. They were all over the show on that night in particular. So if you are involved in Scientology and you'd like to call to defend the religion, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you're formerly involved in Scientology and you'd like to talk about your experience with the church and why ultimately you ended up deciding to leave. We've got Zach in Ithaca on the line via Skype. Now, Zach, you weren't actually involved in the church at any point, but yet you've done quite a bit of research into it, it seems.
Yeah, I was in D.C. with my buddy, and I'm just like, we have to go into the Scientology mission and just check it out because this is too weird to not have the opportunity to do it. And it lived up to every bizarre expectation.
Now, when you say the Scientology mission, is this one of those, like, reading room things where you go and then they give you their little test to see how many thetans you have? And
yeah, we did all that in the basement. So we went in, we said, oh, is this a museum? And they show us around. They told us how we, like, he was 12 years, he was the youngest Eagle Scout ever, and they showed us this weird office they have set up for him, even though he's dead. And then we went into the basement, and
this
they
is L. Ron Hubbard you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. L. Ron Hubbard has an office set up for him in every Scientology church and mission with all of his writings waiting for him. They have bunkers with his speeches on platinum discs. Anyway, I'm getting off track.
Weird.
So I go down to the basement. And, you know, they have, like, girls with empty folders come stand by me and, like, flirt with me, like, just pretending like they have some sort of business. It's all a huge brainwash con. Go ahead.
Yeah, that would convince me. Did you find out how many thetans you have? And do thetans come in, like, sets of 10 or 100 or what?
I took their personality test followed by their IQ test, and they just told me that I had a lot of problems and the solution was Scientology, mm-hmm. and they wanted my credit card.
It doesn't surprise me.
Now, what were you supposed to get with the credit card? I mean, if you had whipped out the card.
They wanted me to buy this L. Ron Hubbard book about commit by spending a dime. Because these people are under a lot of pressure from higher-ups to recruit, to get sales and stuff. And there's a gentleman, he's in the documentary, his name's Jason Beagle. Are you familiar with him? He was on the show. He's friends with David Duchovny, and he was on the show Californication. Anyway, he willingly went into Scientology, paid them money, said, I want the solutions you have to offer, blah, 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 and eventually left Scientology. And he does a three-hour-long interview you can find, Jason Beagle, Scientology. And he describes when he finally left, he went and found David Duchovny, and he said he was halfway through explaining about Xenu and, you know, the spirit thetans and stuff, and they were both face down on the floor laughing because it was just he said
now the
quote,
Xenu
it's retarded.
Now the Xenu thing, from what I understand about it, this is something that they reveal to only the higher level Scientologists, the people who've paid a boatload of money to get up to, you know, Tom Cruise level, basically. That up until that point, they deny Xenu. And Xenu is supposed to be some kind of space alien that, what are they, seed the Earth or something like that? What's the story there?
Xenu is the intergalactic ruler who about 75 million years ago took all – there was an overpopulation problem in the galaxy. So he took all the intergalactic refugees, put them on Earth, and then killed them by detonating hydrogen bombs inside of volcanoes. So when you see the late-night Dianetics commercial of the volcano erupting, that's what they're alluding to. And then after they were killed, there were machines that brainwashed their souls to make them forget that they were – space aliens. So there's all these weird alien spirits that are wandering around Earth, lost, and they get inside of you as a person, and they rob you of your godlike powers to turn invisible, fly, levitate, turn Coke to Pepsi. So when you get clear, quote, like the road to clear, that means they've cleared out all the thetans inside of you.
These are the alien things that are they've ingested inside of you, and once they're cleared out, then you can do those things that you were saying.
You can
fly
on the bridge to total freedom through operating thetans level 1 through 7. This is sounding a little Dungeons and Dragons to me.
Yeah.
And it costs
the guy's a fantasy writer, no doubt.
A terrible science fiction hack pulp writer.
Well,
who just,
I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's just, you know, Neil Gaiman said that Battlefield Earth, he couldn't set it down the whole time he was reading it. But that's interesting. It just, to sum up what I'm getting at, the reason I'm so excited about this Alex Gibney Scientology documentary is that it's going to, I already know all this information, but but their reaction from all the rest of the world when it gets put out there on HBO, they hired 160 lawyers to vet this movie. They're very confident in the material.
Yeah, but this Scientology stuff has been out and around for a long time. If I know it, then the average person pretty much knows this
stuff.
What are
you talking about? The average person probably doesn't know anything about Scientology. You and I know things about it because we've discussed it on Free Talk Live in the past, but the average person probably knows absolutely zero about Scientology.
Man, there is an internet crusade against Scientology.
So?
Yes. The thing is, you might know about it, but if you don't believe it's fascinating and interesting and weird, then you don't know enough. It's like the craziest thing ever. And
well, mostly like, what I think is that, you know, there's a danger involved here. I think that religions...
danger is you lose your mind and your money.
I think that religions generally are not that much different than Scientology. We're just used to the things that they say. So therefore, you know, the things that Scientology says is new and weird. The things that religions say are old and weird. And my concern is that this organization should be a religion. It qualifies as a religion. It should get all the statuses of a church because, and when people go after it and say all kinds of stuff, many times what you're finding are not principled small government, you know, small government or no government people. What they are is people that want to see this status taken away from Scientology because they will welcome any bad thing happen to Scientology, and that's my concern.
The thing is, Scientology. When you talk about Scientology, you can't forget to mention David Miscavige. He's the man that took over the cult. He was L. Ron Hubbard's right hand man, and he is the guy running the show right now. He is a 5'1" sociopathic Napoleon complex demon person, and he is running the show. No wonder he's so close with Tom Cruise. He literally looks up to Tom Cruise, who's like 5'3", 5'4", okay? And these two, this little evil man has been able to poison the minds and the hearts and the spirits of thousands of people, has destroyed families, ruined relationships. They will help you mortgage your house to buy more of their stupid products.
I bet
products.
They will. Hey, thanks for the call, Zach. I appreciate your expertise on this matter. And I didn't hear Zach calling to, you know, pull their religious status.
But I will tell you that just about any religion out there will help you put together a way to give your money upon your death instead of to your heirs to their religion. So still, no difference. This is just a new religion.
Sure, but what he was saying was that they would mortgage your house while you're still alive to give more money to the church.
And
I mean,
what
this is a
religion
that's all about money. This is
you don't
all
think the Catholic Church will do that for you? Will help you to mortgage your house and then become part of their organization? Perhaps they would call you a monk.
I couldn't tell you, Mark.
Yep, they'll help you do that.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Do you have personal experience with that?
There's things called monasteries all around. Yes, they will take your money. Yes, they will let you be a monk or a sister, depending on your situation.
All right, but you specifically have evidence that they would encourage people to mortgage their own homes so they could give more money to the church? We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and you can share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. So right now, Scientology on the table for discussion. It's always interesting to talk to people who've been involved in Scientology. So if you're one of those people, or maybe you still are involved, you can call in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's
Call in about any kooky religion, for as far as I'm concerned, because they're.
Well, there's a lot of kooky religions. There's a lot of kooky religions out there. But, you know, this one I think is particularly bad because they extract a lot of money from their participants just to be involved with the religion. I mean, most religions, as you indicated, Mark, the Quakers, for instance, you go to the local Quaker meetings here in the Keene, New Hampshire area.
That's true.
That, you know, these guys, it's a very simple meeting. You know, they go to for one time it was in the YMC, I think it's now in the Buddhist Mindfulness Center. They don't even have their own building. They go into another.
Some Quakers do. They have a meeting house.
Okay. Well, anyway, if they have their own building, it's usually very, very simple. You know, simplicity is kind of one of the arms of Quakerism, if you will.
Yeah, tenet.
They're not spending a whole lot of money. They're not taking in a whole lot of money to operate their religion. But this particular religion, I've got the high cost of Scientology here from the book over at cmu.edu.
It's been some time, but I read that the Catholic Church was the largest landowning organization on the planet. I assume they're not counting governments themselves, because I guess the Russia would be the largest landowning organization, because they basically claim all the land inside of their area. But sort of as a non-governmental organization.
Yeah, they've been donated a lot of land over the years, I imagine is the case. With that.
Yeah.
Sure. And I mean, there's no doubt, Mark, that people that get into their religion very deeply are more than happy in a lot of cases to give large donations to it. That, you know, that's
as they should be.
Understandable. And that's, I don't have a problem with that. But to have to pay to be in a religion period, I think is problematic. And that's not me saying they shouldn't be a religion or that they should be, you know, have their tax exempt status removed. I haven't advocated for that at all. As far as I'm concerned, they're as legitimate a religion as any other, but I just don't really care for how they go about doing things. I don't think you should be charging people to be in your religion, and you certainly shouldn't be charging them more the longer they stay in the religion if they want to advance their knowledge in that religion. You know, normally, you know, if you have to pay for something, you pay for some holy book, and then you've got what you need.
Yeah. Well, generally, they'll give you one. And I agree with you when it comes to, you know, when it comes to this. I find it distasteful. And I believe pretty firmly that a fool and his money are soon parted. That when it comes to this, that, you know, that's it,
well,
right?
I think that's where a lot of this is coming from, Mark. You speculated that a lot of the Scientology derision out there is from people that want to stop it from being a religion somehow. I don't know how true that is. It's your speculation. But I think a lot of it is that people just want to get information out there about this religion so people can have an honest assessment of whether or not they really want to join this thing. And then you've got Scientology trying to target the critics to silence them so they don't reveal information like this. This is from a book called The Scandal of Scientology by Paulette Cooper. I found it when I was Googling for, you know, the costs involved, costs of being in Scientology is what I was looking for. One woman who quit after one session said, "It's the only church I've ever seen with a cashier's booth."
Yeah.
When people first enter...
But I would point out that, you know, like, basically all religions I can think of will take all of your money if you're willing to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, 'cause that's what they do.
I mean, that's fine to, you know, be willing to give money to something you appreciate and that you like. But those religions generally don't require you to pay in order to participate. They generally don't require you to pay in order to advance in knowledge in that particular religion. That's the difference here, Mark, and I think it's important. I feel like you're trying to muddy the waters with your comments, and I want to go into this here. So when people first enter this exciting world of the totally free, they rarely realize just how expensive it's going to be. After all, the first course only costs $15, and for that price, one gets close to 16 hours of Scientology. What people don't usually realize is that they will never see this $1 an hour rate again. Later, it'll be more like $25, and sometimes more. One man who paid $1,200 in advance for a 50-hour course completed it in 20 minutes, which meant he spent about a dollar a second for his auditing. Scientology has two goals and two types of courses to match, auditing people or processing, and teaching people to audit others or training them.
Now, a lot of these people apparently can pay for their courses by working in the Scientology organization, right?
Presumably, but I'm not sure about that. I mean, it sounds believable.
Where do they get the people from? I mean, that's what we've been told on the air.
The first series on the Hubbard hierarchy, auditing or processing, consists of several courses or grades which enable a pre-clear to become a clear. If each course is taken separately, it costs approximately $750. Now, the prices are always changing, and I'm not sure at which date this book was written. To go from O to IV grade, $500 for the next one, $1,200 for grade V, $775 for grade VI6, $600 for solo, in which you audit yourself, and finally $800 for the final clear, or a total of approximately $4,625. Although package deals bring the price down a bit lower. But that's not all, since one can also go 8 levels beyond clear to achieve the state of Operating Thetan 8 for only $2,850 more. An Operating Thetan, by the way, is someone who can function apart from his body. An OT, Operating Thetan, are said to be able to lift telephones off the hook in another room and read books while some distance away from them.
Well, this is very simple, then. Let's go ahead and see one of these folks do one of their tricks, in which case, I'm in. $4,500 sounds like chump change to be able to lift a phone off of the hook in another room. So I'm down. I don't think there's any problem here at this point. As long as you get to see somebody lift a phone off the hook in the other room, you should give them that kind of money.
Well, I don't know, Mark, if they're just going to let anybody walk in and observe this.
Well, then you shouldn't give them your money.
Yeah, I agree, you shouldn't. The value of this accomplishment may not be readily apparent, but one practical Scientologist claimed she could visit her parents in Texas while her body remained in Washington, D.C. Fortunately for the travel industry, not too many Scientologists can do this. but processing or auditing is only half of the story. Scientology also trains its followers who audit others. To qualify for this doesn't even require a high school education, just another prescribed series of Scientology courses.
Why would it require a high school education?
I don't know. Probably not. Scientologists generally suggest people start with a series, and in fact, unless specifically asked, they don't even tell them about the prices of the other group until later. The second group starts at a modest $15 for the first course, $30 for the next, $45 for the third, and then suddenly leaps to a more typical rate of $1,300. It generally takes at least a couple of months to become an auditor, although Scientologists have boasted they can train some people to become auditors in less than 20 minutes. To those who wish to take courses must go to the special Scientology academies in Los Angeles, Scotland, or St. Hill and pay additional expenses for room, board, books, equipment, and transportation besides. In addition to the price of the courses, there are many other expenses. Scientologists must buy many of Hubbard's books and often attend special lectures or congresses, which usually run tapes of Hubbard or speeches by top Scientologists. In addition, a Scientologist may take extra auditing at about $25 a session or additional courses that are outside of the prescribed level of treatment or training. For example, a number of the organizers or orgs used to offer a special money processing course, which was supposed to increase the Scientologist's money-making potential. This course consisted of having the person think of a number of ways in which he could waste money, probably under the principle that one must find what a pre-clear can do and then better that ability. If a pre-clear complained that he couldn't afford the Scientology rates, he was told to take this course for only $35 to help him learn more. The money-making potential course may have helped many Scientologists, but one wonders how.
I've taken a lot of courses about how to make money that I didn't think were of much value.
One man who took it said it was so worthwhile that he made $5,000 a few days after completing it.
Awesome.
When he was pressured to tell how he'd done this, he finally admitted that after the course was completed, he'd gone to a bank and taken the money out on a loan. So there's more here, but we're going to skip through that here and just mention there's another piece that I looked at when searching for Scientology and its costs from Xenu.net, X-E-N-U.net. This is the current total cost for the whole bridge to what they call OT9. So remember, operating Thetan. This is the special levels that are above clear. Okay, so you get to clear and then you go above that.
Clear means you're just normal. After that, you can start lifting phones off the hook and travel to Texas without an airplane, right?
Yeah, supposedly. So according to Xenu.net, the current conservative total cost of the whole bridge to OT9 readiness is estimated at $365,000 to $380,000. So that's as of 2006. So those are the prices as of a decade ago. Don't know what they currently are today, but I don't imagine they're coming down over time. You can share your thoughts, your experiences with us here, whether it's about Scientology or something completely different, which is what we'll be getting to shortly. Mark, you have a story out of the world of comic books, something that you're fairly familiar with. Batgirl, apparently, there's a cover that has offended people. And so we should share the cover, I think, on our social bookmarking.
Yeah,
so
I can do that.
Take a look at it. And we'll talk about it coming up here in hour number two. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.